next week. I'm going in with a picture of Paul Newman, so I want to look like that. Right, should we kick off then? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you going to join in and everything?
Yes.
Jolly good. I've got a little podium over here with a script they gave me, because I'm, you know, trying to go off the book. Hang on a minute. Mammy or Polly might need that later. Right, you ready then? Thank you. Okay then. So, we are here tonight to celebrate 40 years of this wonderful theatre, which the Performing Rights Society recently ranked at number 6 in the UK's top 100 music venues. What about that, Adrian? It's incredible achievement. It's only a little venue, but believe you me, it's got a big heart. Many of you remember when it was a stable. Well, actually, when Sir John Dankworth and Dame Cleo Lane took over this whole estate, the old stable was being used as a nut and bolt factory. And to commemorate that, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to divide you into two sections. Just like panto, really. I'm not hanging off a wire with a blue face twice a day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide you, okay? Into two, and this is for the sing-along later when the song tune comes down. We'll sing, or you're going to miss the last bus home. So you lot over there are nuts, and you lot in the middle, we split you up, half of you are nuts as well, and you shower over here, you're all belts, yeah? And any loose screws knocking about in the dressing room floor. Right, yeah, don't go downhill. Now, wherever the Dankworths have pursued their careers, the music policy has been completely open-minded. The widest possible choice as between jazz, rock, classical music, folk, every tradition you can name, they've encouraged it and they've mixed it all together. And here comes a man who's a living expression of that. He's a founding member of the Zombies. You remember the Zombies, don't you?
Yes.
Don't lie to me, I'll slap you. My mate used to have a picture of him on his bedroom wall, seriously. But at the same time, he's a pianist with a classical album to his name, where he plays Chopin, Ravel, Bach, all sorts. As a composer and a producer too, he's one of the longest running success stories in British popular music. Will you please raise the roof and welcome Mr. Rod Argent. Come on.
was the play on tonight was Duke Ellington Caravan, and knowing just how much Duke Ellington's been a part of John and Cleo's life always, I thought it would be lovely to do another Duke Ellington tune, and that was in the sentimental mood in an arrangement that I made. And I'd now like to do just about the first song I ever wrote, actually the second song I ever wrote when I was 18 years old. This is usually, when I go out on the road, some of you may have seen the song this year, when I go out on the road with Colin Lunstone, he usually sings this. So it's great that Ken Gibson did an arrangement for me, for the band, to enable me to sing this song, and it's called She's Not There.
Told me about her, what could I do? Well, no one told me.